Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Didn't get enough of the Mo and Stigman show?
No way.
All right. Here's what you may have missed. This is Mo and Stigman Plus.
This would be my luck. I mean, I don't drink, but this would be my luck. This guy in Spain, he got to yelling at his wife over her lousy driving. And basically the guy was too drunk to drive, right? But he got irritated with his wife and started yelling at her. And she got tired of the yelling, so she pulled over and went, "Fine, you drive." Put him behind the wheel. This is, again, I don't drink, but if I was to be the one to complain and she say, "Fine, you drive," this would happen to me. So, guy gets behind the wheel, sped away, immediately hit a lamppost.
Oh.
We call that instant karma, boys and girls.
Yikes, that's awful.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Mo and Stickman Plus.
It's time for the Mo and Stickman Country Question. Let's see how different or alike we are.
Okay.
What did your teenage bedroom look like? Things on the wall? Was it neat? Was it clean? Was it messy?
Oh, it was totally neat. It was extremely bright. Bright yellow.
Ooh,
I was obsessed with sunflowers. I still love sunflowers,
right.
But we are talking, I picked out the paint for my room. It was like Tweety Bird yellow.
Nice.
I didn't mean for it to get that bright.
Right.
But when the sun was up, we knew in my room. But I had the sunflower bedspread,
right.
And sunflower decor. I was extremely tidy. Of course, pictures were involved in my bedroom setup.
So was it like family pictures or posters?
It was just pictures and frames,
okay.
Of friends. I didn't really put any posters up. That wasn't a thing. It was kind of nicer in terms of like framed pictures, not so much a poster. We're already different, aren't we?
Very.
No sunflowers for you?
No sunflowers for me. And in fact, my room was cleaning my bedroom consisted of taking my foot and cramming it under my bed.
Oh, no, there was nothing under my bed.
I don't even remember what kind of bed sheets, bed covers I had because I literally never made the bed. Never.
Ugh.
Never.
Oh,
I
made mine.
I got
pretty little sunflower pillows.
When mom did laundry, I got clean sheet night. It was made then, but whatever.
That's ridiculous.
On the walls was center folds of rock magazines as posters. You know, and we're talking Rat and Motley Crue and Cinderella and trying to think of some of the other rock bands. Kiss, you know?
Yeah, none of that made it into my room.
And it was, the two magazines were Circus and Hit Parade. And I mean, they were, you know, every time they came out, I think they were weekly magazines. And every time they came out, I got a new one. And that was a new poster. Or depending on what the centerfold was, what the poster was.
That stresses me out.
So it's the Mo and Stickman Country question. What did your teenage bedroom look like? By the way, current teenagers, I want to hear from you too.
Teenage bedroom would have been wood paneling, bunk beds left over from my childhood, and probably still Ninja Turtle sheets.
Nice. Very eclectic there. I like it.
That's awesome. What did your bedroom look like when you were a teenager?
Messy. I don't even know because it was so messy.
And we're done here.
That was it.
It's the Mo and Stickman Country question. Describe what your bedroom looked like when you were a teenager.
My bedroom had feet hanging over the door. My mattress is on the floor. I had a black light.
Oh, yeah. I did mattress on the floor for a while until I realized that I couldn't, you know, rake my stuff under my bed to, quote, clean my room. Describe what your bedroom looked like when you were a teenager.
A hairband museum.
Oh, yes! 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 Did you get, like, Hit Parade and Circus magazines for the posters?
Oh, yes, and Tiger Beat and all that kind of crazy stuff.
You are Stickman's spirit friend.
That is amazing. It's the Mo and Stickman Country question. Describe what your bedroom looked like when you were a teenager.
Oh, Lord, those 4-foot black lights and black light posters.
Yes.
If I had space on the wall, there was a poster on it.
And it had, and it was affected by the black light.
Yes, very much so. Yes, the mushrooms and I think I remember having the zigzag man on the wall. Didn't even know who he was.
That's fantastic. Describe your teenage bedroom.
I'm fixing to completely blow it and tell you my age.
All right.
It was, I had David Cassidy and Donny Osmond.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, which it was then, and my room was always clean. I shared it with my sister. We had twin beds, and it wasn't any wild colors like Mo has. It was just, I guess, your basic quiet walls, and we always kept it clean. That was, you either done that or didn't live to see the next day.
It is the Mo and Stickman Country question. Describe your teenage bedroom.
I was a teenager right just after the attacks on 9/11.
Right.
And I convinced my father to put down blue carpet, and I had red walls and a white ceiling, and I did stars all around the trim line. So it was very patriotic.
Very nice. That's nice.
I'm kind of impressed.
It's the Mo and Stickman Country question. Describe your teenage bedroom.
My name's Ariel. In my bedroom, I'm 15 now, and my bedroom consists of purple walls, pink bed sheets, and random posters that don't make sense entirely at all.
Okay, posters of what?
I've got this metal Star Wars cutout, and I have a poster, some horse pictures. I've got, like, dead flowers arraying my, like, dresser.
Right.
And it's all weird. I've got plants everywhere.
Live plants?
Yes.
Wow.
I love
See,
plants.
That's impressive. I would never have been able to accomplish that at a teenage age.
I love plants, yes.
It's the Mo and Stickman Country question. Describe your teenage bedroom.
Well, my mom took care of all that, but the one thing that I had was the Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. And I would still have it to this day, but I was dating my wife during that time, and she was extremely jealous of that poster.
Of Farrah Fawcett?
Is he the poster?
She was extremely jealous. So when we got married and got her own house, I rolled it up and put it away. And so when we got settled into our new house, I had a man cave. And so I gave her the poster and I asked her if she would take that and get it framed for me to put in my man cave.
No, I will not.
And so it was kind of like the leg lamp, you know, that was the end of it. So, you know, I don't know what happened to it, but it's, I no longer have it.
What a fantastic story.
Mo and Stickman Plus.
It's time for a Mo and Stickman time delay Q&A, where first we give you the cue.
The average American has 19 of these, and experts say we may each have more than 100 within a decade.
And we'll have the A coming up on Mo and Stickman Plus.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Mo and Stickman Plus.
It's time for a Mo and Stickman time delay Q&A. A few minutes ago, we gave you a cue.
The average American has 19 of these, and experts say we may each have more than 100 within a decade.
I was confident until it came time to say it out loud, and now I'm not. I was going to say electronic gadgets of sorts.
That's not a bad guess. Honestly, that seems like a better guess than what the real answer is, because the A it makes no sense to me.
All right. So the A?
The average American has 19 passwords.
No.
And experts say we may have more than 100 within a decade.
Absolutely not.
Who has the mind capacity to even keep up with 19 passwords? I'm struggling with like the 2 or 3 versions of the same password.
Same.
That I have. Like, same. I'm like, did I put the numbers first on this one, or did I put it on the back one? Did I use,
and
you know.
Where were the characters?
Yeah, what special, did I use the pound sign for this or the star? You know, that, but it's the same, essentially,
yep,
combination, mm-hmm, of stuff.
Same.
Not 19 different passwords.
I can't.
I don't even get into 19 different things that I would need that many passwords.
Oh, when you throw in work, I think I do. But
I don't think so.
But still.
I'm just not that excited, I guess.
Mo and Stickman Plus.
Merry Christmas!
I'm not ready.
Walmart has announced their plans, their Black Friday plans for 2021. And it ain't even on Black Friday.
Is that really a thing, though? I feel more take advantage now of online deals, right?
Right.
And the earlier the better, because somebody might beat you to it. Right?
Exactly, right. So their details are going to be, it's like the first one kicks off online on November 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, and then it hits stores on November 5th. That's local time. And that's going to be deals on like TVs and Roku stuff and like Keurigs and things like that, right? And then day two starts November 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then it hits the stores at November 12th at 5 a.m. local time. And that's going to include savings on apparel, home goods, and more. And then there is a third date that has yet to be announced, but Walmart says it's going to wrap up a month of savings with a third event that will bring the biggest and best savings of the seasons for the most exciting shopping day of the year.
So they still are doing something on Black Friday. They're just having pre-sales, I guess we should say.
Right. And if you are, are you a Walmart Plus member?
I'm not. I go back and forth. Just mainly because I think you get free delivery with it or something,
right,
which is very appealing to a working mother.
According to this, Walmart, I didn't even know Walmart Plus was a thing.
It's newer.
Okay.
Yes.
But Walmart Plus members have access to the deals 4 hours above everybody else.
I've never been one for Black Friday shopping, mainly because I just don't have my stuff together yet. And I just have no idea what I'm going to get anybody. So when I go there, I'd be the person that got run over,
right, because
I wouldn't know what direction to
exactly.
go. Right?
Exactly.
Right. So yay deals. I won't take advantage of any of them.
This is Mo and Stickman Plus.
How would you like to know how to boost your reputation?
Everybody could use a good boost every now and then. What do we got to do?
All you got to do is show up early.
Nobody needs to worry about boosting their reputation. You're totally fine how you are.
According to Entrepreneur Magazine, when you show up late, people assume that you're disorganized, inconsiderate, and kind of flaky. And the reasons, I mean, it's knee-jerk judgments, you know, that run through people's mind when you're tardy, no matter why.
This is Stickman to a T.
They say, the Entrepreneur Magazine says that if you'll show up 10 minutes early, the knee-jerk reputation builder will be, the knee-jerk is, he must be put together and know what's going on.
What if you're like an hour plus early? Do you get judged for being too early?
I don't do.
Because that's where you fall.
I don't do an hour plus early. Please. I do 30 minutes early.
Uh-huh.
And okay, depending on the thing, 15 minutes early.
Well, isn't your reputation just spotless? In other news, the Wall Street Journal says tardiness has reached epidemic proportions. Uh-huh. And evidently, it's okay. Because people now have smartphones, uh-huh, and don't think twice about showing up late for appointments, because they can simply send somebody a message and say, hey,
I'm running
a little late. Voila, you're off the hook. So don't worry.
No,
your reputation will not be tarnished. Just send them a text.
Mm-mm, no. My pet peeve is being late.
Sorry.
Matter of fact, over the weekend, true story, over the weekend, traffic caught me in Atlanta and made me late for a wedding, and they held up the wedding for me to be there.
That's ridiculous.
I felt so bad. It was awful.
This is Mo and Stickman Plus.
Our phones are listening to us.
It's bad enough that I talk about something and then the advertisement for it shows up in my news feed.
It seems, I've heard this happening to like a lot of people. It's happened to me. I think it's happened to all of us at some point or another. And there's apparently some setting on your phone where you can go
through. Which I thought I turned off.
I was about to say, we have went through your phone together, yeah, and we thought we shut it off, but it happens to you more than anybody I've ever seen.
All the time. It's creepy.
This one, though, is
ridiculous. So we're having an issue with my one-year-old pulling my daughter's hair.
Right.
And it's bad. Like, they'll be playing, and the next thing I know, she's going, Mom, Dad! And he's got a full-on grip in her hair, just right, yanking it with all his might. So usually we run over, try to disengage his hands from her hair, and then move him away to a quote-unquote timeout space. Obviously, he doesn't grasp timeout, but just to separate him from the incident. Sure. And we're yelling, like, no, Jackson, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really seem to care, which makes me a little nervous because that's kind of how my seven-year-old
now
is.
She has a priest and two prisoners.
Please don't tell me that. Because sometimes he'll look like he's sympathetic, and then he goes right back and does it again. It's like he knows what he's doing. So I'm complaining about this to Stickman, that this is the latest drama at the house. And literally in my email, I get a notification from Baby Center telling me what to do when your child pulls another kid's hair.
Y'all, this conversation was less than 30 minutes ago.
Like, what are the odds of this happening? It's ridiculous, which it tells me to not cause any attention to it, right? Just to remove them from the situation. It's not working. So I'm going to need... Are you listening to me, phone? I need better advice.
This is Mo and Stickman Plus.
As your, albeit self-appointed, dating consultants, there is actually something that you need to do before you post on your dating profile website or your app. Match.com asked more than 5,000 singles in the United States what criteria they used the most in assessing their dates. And beyond personal hygiene, which was 95% of what, you know, women valued most, as compared with 91% of men, singles said that they judge a date by that person's grammar. They found 88% of women, 75% of men say they cared about grammar the most, putting it ahead of personal confidence and teeth.
That does not top my list. Now, where I want to be able to have a conversation with you, especially in a speaking format.
Right.
Now, in writing, I might be like, oh, that's spelled wrong, or, you know, and fix that. But talking, I don't necessarily pick up on it like I would on paper.
Well, I mean, we're not dating, but she sits in the room with me. Never once does she talk about grammar.
Truth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.